Wow, spring weather in Kansas is crazy, but you gotta love it, especially if you live in Kansas. I just haven't remembered this much wind for so long, but be patient and the weather will change abruptly. Producers continue to be busy with their cow herds and getting ready for the upcoming planting season. Stay tuned and I will provide information to help with your questions. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, Crop Production Agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. If we receive moisture, producers may be wondering if volunteer wheat could show up this spring, and do I need to be concerned, specifically for the wheat streak mosaic virus? Let's review briefly about volunteer wheat. We always point out about breaking the green bridge. So, what is the green bridge? Well, the term green bridge is used to describe the volunteer wheat that emerges in the summer after wheat harvest. That is because at harvest time, the wheat curl mites are leaving the mature wheat in search of green tissue to survive on. If there is volunteer wheat around and that wheat is not terminated, the curl mites can hitch a ride on that wheat until the crop emerges after planting in the fall. So, in the fall, those mites will then migrate from the volunteer wheat and other weedy hosts to the new wheat crop. This cycle completes the green bridge. However, volunteer wheat that emerges very close to planting or in the spring is technically not considered part of the green bridge. This is because the fall wheat crop has already emerged on a much higher area than volunteer wheat. So, the fall crop itself can serve as a sufficient host for curl mites that have survived the summer. Another important question that might be out there is spring emerged volunteer wheat as risky as summer emerged volunteer wheat for the wheat streak mosaic virus spread? Thank goodness the answer is no. It is less likely because it acts as a much smaller neighboring wheat crop. However, if the wheat curl mites have survived, they can still reproduce on this volunteer wheat just as they would in wheat production fields. Are there other agronomic considerations for volunteer wheat that has emerged in the spring? If you have livestock, it can serve as a potential grazing option for livestock, as young wheat is a very high quality forage. The spring volunteer wheat can also be used as a cover crop to help reduce wind or water erosion and increase organic matter back to the soil if it is terminated prior to a summer crop similar to spring oats. However, the risk of keeping spring volunteer wheat may complicate the management of other weed species that may also be present, and it may consume and use water that could be conserved for a summer crop. If you do choose to terminate the spring volunteer wheat, glyphosate is an effective option and will have little to no impact on the following summer crop. Other herbicides might also include Group 1 herbicides such as Assure2 or Select. These herbicides do not have rotation restrictions when applied before corn or grain sorghum. On the other hand, residual herbicides such as atrazine or Sharpen would also be effective, but would have rotational restrictions for various crops. What about if you think you might have the wheat streak mosaic virus? Simply give me a call and I would be glad to make a visit to your field to check it out. Or you could drop a sample by one of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center, and we can take a look at it for you. If you have more questions on spring emerged volunteer wheat, give me a call. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.